This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. The Wayne County tax foreclosure auction recently kicked off again. The auction happens to ensure that people who are homeowners actually pay the taxes on their home. But the auction and the tax foreclosure process broadly has had terrible, terrible consequences here in Detroit. It is a driver of the emptiness, the abandonment, the blight that we have in our neighborhoods. And it has kicked renters and owners, of course, out of their homes. And many of those occasions, it should be said, have been far from legal or ethical. About 100,000 Detroiters lost their homes by being overtaxed by a cumulative $600 million between 2010 in 2016, and what's more, many renters have been kicked out of their homes because those homes have been foreclosed on as landlords intentionally, in some cases, don't pay taxes. This is a pretty big mess in our community, and it's something that we've talked about for a really long time here on Detroit Today as something that we should be rethinking, that we ought to be spending some time coming up with a better way to make sure that taxes are collected. Of course, those taxes make city services possible and county services possible, but that people who are unable to pay those taxes or to keep up on them aren't subject to actually losing their homes. To talk about this, we've got someone who knows a lot about the issue. Alex Alsop is the Vice President of Research and Development at ReGrid, which is a property data and location intelligence company. He also blogs on his Substack, The Chargeback, about property tax foreclosure and Detroit housing issues in general. Alex, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
So, as I said, the tax auction came back after several years of hiatus during the pandemic. There are not as many homes up for auction this time. That's a good sign. But talk about how many homes are in there and how that compares with the previous auctions and why the number, I guess, is down this year.
Sure. Yeah. It's a much smaller auction this year, which is definitely a good thing. It's about 3,200 properties. That's down from the largest auction in 2015, in which there were about 25,000 Detroit properties that were tax foreclosed. This year, we see about the same number of homeowners in the tax foreclosure auction as we saw in the year or two prior to the pandemic, about 250. So, you know, we of course want that number to be zero, but it is good to see that there is not a post-pandemic spike in the number of homeowners going into tax foreclosure. There is an increase in the number of renters that are in the auction this year. There are about 1,000 renter-occupied homes in the tax foreclosure auction this year, and that's an increase from about 250 in 2018 and 2019, the two most recent auctions prior to the pandemic. And that's probably due to a bit of a hangover of landlords not paying property taxes during the pandemic, walking away from some of these properties. And unfortunately, that means that there is an increase in the number of renters that are in the auction this year.
Yeah. So you're one of the people in the city who's done a lot of work trying to make sure that, you know, people know what the process is here, that people know when their properties are in jeopardy of being foreclosed. Talk about how that's affecting the process. I feel like there are more people who are more on it, I guess, these days, thinking about how to make sure that properties don't get to this point. You do get 3 years before the county will foreclose on your property and put it in the auction. And there are lots of ways to intervene during that 3 years to make sure that people don't lose their homes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big points of progress has been the decline, not only in homeowner tax foreclosures, but in homeowner property tax delinquency over the last few years. You know, the most effective way to not wind up as a homeowner in the tax foreclosure auction is to not owe delinquent property tax debt. And the vast majority of homeowners that have lost their homes to tax foreclosure auctions over the years really shouldn't have had to pay the taxes that they lost their homes over because they were qualified for the city of Detroit's property tax exemption, mm-hmm. which can eliminate their current year's property tax bill. And, you know, prior to the pandemic and sort of the mid part of the last decade, the city was seeing about 3,000 homeowners each year receive a property tax exemption last year, or 3,000 homeowners receive a property tax exemption each year. Last year, that figure was 15,000. So there's been a huge increase in the number of homeowners getting property tax exemptions, which is very good. That prevents new debt from accumulating. But then there's also pay as you stay, which retroactively reduces the property tax debt owed by homeowners, and programs like the Detroit Tax Relief Fund from the Gilbert Family Foundation, and now also MyHalf, which comes from MISHTA, a government program. And both of those will pay off low-income homeowners' property tax debt. And those are both contributing significantly to eliminating property tax debt amongst homeowners who receive property tax exemptions. So we've gone from, you know, really only having palliative care year after year, mm-hmm. and trying to get as many homeowners as possible out of the auction frantically, to now having a 100% effective vaccine. You cannot be tax foreclosed if you don't owe property tax debt. And that's what the combination of the property tax exemption and things like the Detroit Tax Relief Fund and MyHalf are accomplishing.
Yeah. How are we doing on the idea that this is just not a productive way to A, collect taxes, and B, preserve homeownership and home occupancy in the city? I know that's a big question, and there are lots of things that would have to be worked out for us to do it differently. But this is such a driver of negative consequences in the city that it seems like there is, you know, a lot of people acknowledge that there's some urgency around it. I wonder if the pandemic was a reason to step up that urgency, or whether it was a distraction that got us away from that.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, the pandemic did, I think it did create a lot more urgency to try to address, what people correctly saw as an enormous risk that tax foreclosure could swell again if steps were not taken to sort of tamp it down. And so that was certainly good to see that there was a, you know, people responded with a sense of urgency to prevent tax foreclosure from again spiraling out of control. But yeah, you know, the tax foreclosure auction in theory was designed as a part of the delinquent tax system of Michigan as a last ditch attempt to recover, you know, unpaid property taxes. And the thesis when the system was created back in 1999 was that, you know, if you bludgeon people with high enough interest rates on their delinquent property taxes, which is 18% per year, and then, you know, if they don't pay those taxes, if you offer clean title to the property at auction, there will always be a market for real estate with clean title. And you really couldn't have come up with two worse assumptions, mm-hmm. In designing a system, given the housing market of Detroit, and then the financial crisis and the after effects of the financial crisis in the city. You know, both of those operating assumptions were just totally undermined. And the intention of the tax foreclosure system, of the tax delinquency system, has never really done what it was meant to do. And instead, it's been an enormous driver, as you said, of blight and vacancy, and also of transferring wealth out of the city. There are, yes, thousands and thousands of homeowners that have lost their homes to tax foreclosure auctions over the years. And those are overwhelmingly now owned by people outside the city who are reaping the benefits of rising real estate values in Detroit today. It's been a huge conveyor belt of wealth out of the hands of Detroiters and into the hands of speculators and investors strewn across the region, the country, and the globe.
Yeah. Okay, Alex Alsop, Vice President of Research and Development at ReGrid, which is a property data and location intelligence company. He's also a blogger on his Substack, The Chargeback. Quickly, if somebody is struggling with this issue right now, trying to figure out how to either get their house preserved from the auction or something like that, what's your best advice for them?
So the auction's happening right now, which, you know, if people are in it, there are a few options at this point. Mm-hmm. But the best thing for someone to do who's struggling with property tax debt as a homeowner is call the Detroit Tax Relief Fund, which is managed by Wayne Metro Community Action Agency. And their phone number is 313-244-0274. Or you can go online to waynemetro.org. And that's absolutely the most important thing to do is get those property tax, that property tax debt eliminated. Yes. As a homeowner.
Yeah. Okay, Alex Alsop, great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you. For being here. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to discuss a new report on the brutalities within our immigration system and then talk about where Americans' politics generally stand on this really hot issue. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.